Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, and welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on Acast. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. You should send your questions about cleaning or anything else, really, to joliekerr@gmail.com. Mike Toole is back, you guys.
Hello.
Hey, Mike. Hi.
Hello. How are you?
It's another gross, grainy summer New York day.
Another one.
Just our luck.
Yep.
But we're not soaking wet this time.
No.
Which is good.
We're good this time.
Yeah, we are good this time. We actually have a really important topic to cover today that I can't believe I've never done on the show. I have written about it. It's also kind of like weirdly personal for me, which I will talk about. But it came up because Mike actually asked me about it when he came to do the hat episode. He was like, I actually have like more relevant to my life questions. And he asked this question and I was like, oh, that's a great question. We should do a whole episode about that. Why don't you come back? So today we are going to be talking about how to clean stuffed animals and beloved blankies and all of those like childhood things. So we're not going to focus so much on like toys as we are on the very beloved sort of stuffed animal,
right?
The teddies.
And just to clarify, it's relative to me because of my daughter. It's not that I have stuffed animals that I need to clean.
It would be fine if you did.
I know. I'm just saying.
And here is why. I have a beloved stuffed animal. I think my listeners probably know about Teddy. Maybe not. Patrons know about Teddy because I've told a really, really sad story about Teddy that I'm not going to tell today because I will cry.
Okay. Let's not cry.
The short version of the very sad story about Teddy is that when I was 5 years old, Teddy had a brother. When I was 5 years old, Teddy's brother was thrown overboard a Boston Harbor cruise.
Oh, my goodness.
While I watched him float away.
Oh.
Oh, it was bad. It was bad. I cannot tell the whole story. It's like, it's so awful. I'm scarred to this day.
Yeah.
So Teddy's a Paddington bear.
Okay.
And I had another Paddington bear. And so the other Paddington bear, whose original name was Patty, I have a very unique namer of toys.
Well, my daughter is, the main guy is Bunny. Actually, Bunny is now a female. Used to be he, now is she.
Oh.
So
just changed the pronouns.
Yep.
Yeah, that's very, very 2019.
Yeah.
So Bunny.
Yeah. But yeah, so when she was younger, it was like they were more creative because I think she didn't know a lot of words. So she would just say like there's like a, one's named Soupy. One is named Dove, which I think is my favorite because it's like, I get Soupy, like maybe she had soup that day or he likes soup. Dove, I have no idea.
Where?
And Smooth is one. And now they're
oh
just
my God,
like,
wait, I love Smooth.
Smooth, yeah. Smooth is another bunny. But yeah,
these
Smooth
sound like the names of members of Belle Biv DeVoe.
I know. I think every once in a while we do call them Smooth.
I love it.
Yeah, so then, but now it's just Bunny and now it's like, oh, Purpley and Pinky and.
Yeah. Yeah. So I have Teddy. Teddy has been with me basically my whole life, and he's my main man.
Yeah.
Like when I was in my 20s and I was in like serious relationships, like you know people were like, well, like you're gonna like retire Teddy, and I literally was like, no,
yeah,
love my bear. Like we are a package deal.
My wife has a Care Bear from.
Yeah.
From the early 80s. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, Teddy was in my wedding, like, you know, he was the ring bear.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And apparently, I mean, I wasn't there for this part. I was hovering outside the doors, like being held down from not like running. I am no longer married. Apparently, when Teddy was processed down the aisle, he got a standing ovation. Like, normally you're supposed to wait to stand for the bride.
Who brought him down?
My cousin Thomas.
Oh, okay.
My cousin Thomas. Right. And part of the reason that I had my cousin Thomas perform that role, he was the bearer of the ring bear, was because Thomas and I were the same age. We grew up together. We were always very, very close. And Thomas, when we were kids, had a little pillow called Pilly, who was his version of Teddy. So it was like Angie and Tommy and Teddy and Pilly. We were little foursome over there. So this is a near and dear topic to me. And I have written about this before. I actually got a question from a grown man who had a stuffed whale named Tide. And he wanted to know how to clean it. And I wrote a column about it. And, a lot of great comments from adults being like, I still sleep with my bear too. You know?
Yeah.
And it was nice. Like, there are people like us out there.
Yeah. There are dozens of us.
That's right. So I say that to say that we're gonna talk about cleaning different kinds of mostly plush toys. But I also want to make a distinction between sort of your average plush toy and your very, very beloved mm-hmm. plush toy. Because there is a difference. And we want to handle them differently. So we were going to talk about all of those things. Before we get into it, I want to remind you guys that I offer bonus episodes and all sorts of other cool rewards to my premium subscribers. If you would like to help underwrite my show and listen to Chip Chat, which this week will not be Chip Chat because I forgot chips. It will be Tinder Talk, actually, because I have three crazy stories to tell you guys, one of which somehow weirdly relates to this episode, has to do with cleaning fake fur. And why one might need to. All three of them are cleaning stories, like, weirdly. I don't know what is in the atmosphere with my Tinder tots right now. But they've been wild, and it's been very, very amusing to me. So if you guys want to go listen to that, go become an Ask a Clean Person the Podcast patron by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson to help support my show. We have some patrons to thank this week. Mike has gamely agreed to read the names. I like handing off this responsibility.
Okay.
So here you go. If you see a number, yeah. You'll know. You'll know why the number is there. Okay. Look at the number.
Okay. All right.
My listeners are children just like me.
I apologize in advance for butchering any names, but Amy Clark, starting off pretty easy.
Easy.
Amy Clark.
Thanks, Amy.
Kate Reiber. Kate Fayas, who gave $2.69.
Nice.
Alisma Perry, Sarah Jane Bloom, also $2.69.
Nice.
Maureen, no last name. Christine Asili.
Asili,
maybe.
I hope it's Asili.
Carol Rosenberg, Laurel Fisher, $5.
Thank you.
Lisa Mokaba, Savannah Turner, Michelle Song. That's a nice name.
That is a nice name.
Alex, Maya Taylor, and Jill Dobell,
I think.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Thank you, patrons, for being my patrons. You're in for a doozy of a bonus episode this week. All right. Before we can get into the doozy of the bonus episode, though. We gotta answer some questions. We have a question from Alyssa. Mike, I'm gonna have you read it.
All right.
Do the thing.
Hi, Jolie. I have a nearly 30-year-old stuffed animal teddy bear, a favorite from childhood. Well, this might be from my wife.
Literally the same.
Yeah. The bear still sits in my bedroom today. Not my wife. I'm single and can't have pets, so don't judge. The bear isn't stained, but I'm sure it could use some laundering. It's probably kind of dusty and could stand to be freshened up. I'd be very sad if the cleaning of the bear damaged or ruined it. What should I do? P.S. I swear I'm not a secret stuffed animal fetishist, which is exactly what a secret stuffed animal fetishist would say. But I suppose your cleaning tricks might help those who are. So, yay? Question mark. Thanks, Alyssa.
Yeah, wow. I hadn't really thought about that. I mean, they have to be out there.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, just the things I've encountered fetish-wise this week alone, and it's only Thursday. Like, yeah, they are out there. Absolutely.
This is a totally off topic, but I've always thought, like, it's got to be so much easier now for fetishists in the age of the internet. Like, before the internet, if you had a crazy fetish, like, at what point, what date do you bring up the pooping on me or something? Like...
Like, also, you, that's like a tame fetish, I think,
I know,
too. Like,
yeah.
Again, compared to what I've encountered this week alone. I don't know what's going on this summer.
Yeah.
God bless it. I'm glad. We need some levity in life.
Maybe
like,
it's
things
the,
are bad.
Things are crazy. It's the rain. It rains nonstop now, and it's just gross. And
yeah, you
know, maybe that has something to do with
maybe
it. I don't
it.
Know.
Everything. I don't know. Let's talk about washing stuffed animals.
Okay,
let's get back into the safe land
okay.
where we're washing stuffed animals. Okay. So let's talk about your sort of everyday standard stuffed animal. So not your beloved 30-year-old bear, not my teddy. Also, like, P.S. I love how she was like, don't judge. Girl, not judging. Like, I know that, like, Jolie not judging is a whole thing on the show. In this instance, I cannot overstate how much I am not judging.
Right, and that is the tamest thing that you've probably ever talked about is just, like, stuffed animals.
Yeah, it's pretty tame.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll make it kinky.
Right, of
course.
Because
I'm me.
Well, you have to.
But yeah, I mean, listen, I'm in the same boat. Like, Teddy, as I said, is my main man. He actually, oh my God, I have to give Teddy a vasectomy. And I'm so upset about having to do it. He had one earlier in life. My mom performed it. My mom's father was a surgeon, so she was, you know, just like went in there like no mercy. But his crotch has a hole in it. Which also, like, I don't really want to talk about why, like, what I'm doing to this poor bear. Like, it's just so much wrong with me. But it's got a hole, and so, his stuffing is, like, in a single unit. So I'm not really worried that he's going to, like, de-stuff himself. Plus, he's so flat anyway because I sleep on him.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I do have to stitch him up because I don't want him to tear, like, open.
Right.
It's like childbirth. Terrible, poor Teddy. I'm sorry. I love you. But yeah, I like just can't, like, there's something about like the idea of like busting out the sewing kit and like stitching this poor dignified bear's crotch back up. It's just, I don't, can't do it. I'm going to do it this weekend. That's my solemn promise to you guys. All right. So let's talk about the standard bears, not beloved Teddy, not 30-year-old bear, blah, blah, blah. Most plush toys that your kids are playing with. Right. So now here we're really in kid lands. Should be washed somewhat regularly. This also, by the way, goes for dog toys. Right. The same thing applies. When we're talking about your kid's toys, especially after a kid's been sick, not a bad idea to wash all the toys because they're drooling on them. They're coughing on them. They're wiping their snotty nose on them. If they have something especially contagious, like pink eye, hand, foot, and mouth, pinworm, lice. I just wrote about those for the New York Times, those four things for the New York Times.
Yeah.
So that's why like they're on the brain. You definitely need to be cleaning them because otherwise the kid's just going to keep getting
right.
the pink eye over and over and over again. Most soft plush toys can be machine washed. This is a place where you want to use your gentle cycle. You also want to use one of those mesh bags, especially if it's a toy that has any like hard parts to it, like hard eyes or little hard hands, or, you know, like I'm thinking like a Munchie Chi.
Okay.
I am so dating myself with all
I remember
but
Munchie
I know you
cheese.
Know.
Yeah.
The listeners are going to be like, the who, what
yeah.
now? Like,
yeah.
What are these old people talking about? Munchie Chi. Google it, you guys. Munchie
you know,
Chi.
The hoop and the stick. That's
back when we used to walk 30 miles to school in the snow. So those can go right into the washing machine. Again, if it's something that's very, very old and you have a machine with a center agitator, you probably want to skip that. But if it's a front loader, no agitator, delicate cycle, even for the beloved one. Now, I'm actually saying don't put your most beloved toys in the washing machine. It's fine to do it, but don't. I can't live with one of your beloved bears dying in the
right.
washing machine.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm saying that. That's more of a psychologically clean issue than an actual clean issue. So, like, my actual advice is that, like, it'll be A-okay. I'm Jolie and I sleep with a teddy bear every night. Advice is don't do it. Mesh bag is very helpful to protect parts. One other thing, I say this a lot when we're talking about washing delicate things. You know, I say don't wash them alongside towels or jeans or hoodies or anything that's heavy. This is especially true with the stuffed animals, especially the very beloved ones. Just be careful. Put lightweight things or just wash them on their own. You can put plush stuffed toys into the dryer. Dry them on low heat or air dry them. When they are done drying, they might look a little matted. When they're just barely damp, you can turn a low heat hair dryer on them and fluff them right back up. It's like drying yourself, you know, yeah. Like, yeah, you can do that. One thing just to be aware of when you're talking about using the dryer and the hair dryer is just be aware of any plastic parts, because you don't want to put anything that's plastic into a high heat situation because it can melt. It can also melt anything that's been glued on. So if they're sort of like, I don't know, if there's like hair that's been glued onto a plastic head, you want to be really aware of using a low heat hair dryer or low heat drying, because the glue can melt and then the hair will fall out, and then
we have
have a bald dolly.
Yeah, we have to go to a laundromat. So, and I don't trust their low, delicate, like, I feel like it's all one.
It's all
hot. It's just hot.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Bunny's always air dried.
Bunny's air dried. Yeah. Bunny is air dried. And then, I mean, you know, you can basically dry, you know, until it's just ever so barely damp. And, you know,
They dry pretty quick.
They usually do dry pretty fast. Yeah. I mean, it sort of depends on the size and, you know, the makeup of it. Okay. So let's talk about the precious toys. Okay. Like, Teddy is not going in the washing machine. Let us all get fucking real here. There's no chance in hell Teddy is ever going in a washing machine. I can't. First of all, his brother died in a drowning accident. Like, you know, there's a whole pathology going on here. This is the time when you want to do a hand wash, and you want to do a really gentle hand wash. The other thing to say, but I'll go through the general hand washing instructions. I know most of the listeners know it, so I'll go through it pretty fast. But I want to say this before we get into it. If you're talking about your kids' toys especially, and especially if they're of an age where they don't really understand, like your daughter is older, she's 7, right?
Five.
Oh, sorry. Where did I get 7 from?
I don't know.
Maybe she's just mature for her age. Yeah. So 5 is probably a little bit on the cusp where you're like, you wouldn't want to be doing this. I think that, like, once you're talking about maybe a 6 or 7-year-old, they might be old enough to understand this. But this is probably not an operation to do in front of your kid, because it's going to look like Teddy is drowning.
Yeah.
And I'm just telling you, as a former 5-year-old who watched her literal Teddy drown, don't do it. Your kids will end up like me, and no one wants that. So you're going to do your hand wash. You're going to use cool water, a small amount of detergent. You don't need a ton of detergent for this. And it's actually pretty important to bear that in mind, because especially if you're like me and you sleep with your face on your bare, which most people, I think, do. Like, it's either on their face or their neck or, you know.
Yeah, my daughter uses hers as a pillow.
Yeah, mine's
a pillow. There's a pillow, but she doesn't use the pillow. She uses the bunny.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's always covered in snot and sweat and whatever, saliva.
Bunny. For you.
Yeah. Bunny's a trooper.
Yeah. they all are.
Yeah.
They all are. You don't want to use a lot of detergent, because you'll end up having to rinse for a very, very long time, which will cause a lot of agitation on the animal, which you don't want to do. You want this to be as like low agitation as possible to respect the integrity of the animal's experience in the bath. But if you use too much detergent, you're going to have a lot of detergent residue in there. And that is going to lead to a lot of, like, skin irritation. Mm-hmm. So especially with kids who have sensitive skin and all that stuff. So fun fact sidebar thing. Most people, like, a lot of people say, like, oh, I'm allergic to that laundry detergent. Most people are not allergic to any laundry detergent. What's going on is they're getting skin irritation because they're using too much detergent. And it's leaving residue behind in their clothes that's leading to the rash. It's not an allergy to the soap. It's just that, like, you're covering yourself in soap all the time. So, yeah, like, of course your skin's like, hi, I hate you. This is weird. okay, so small amount of detergent. Doesn't really matter what kind of detergent you use. You can use your standard laundry detergent. Another sidebar that I didn't mean to say, but I'm going to just go ahead and say it. We'll cover a lot more of this in laundry school in September. But don't ever pop open a laundry pod. It's very dangerous. It's also an incredibly concentrated amount of detergent. It will be way too much for any hand washing situation. So here you really want to use a liquid detergent or a powder detergent. Something mild is fine. I mean, you don't really have to use like a specialty detergent if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
for the most precious thing in your life? Of course you may. But you don't need to. Just use a very, very tiny amount. And by a tiny amount, I really mean like a quarter of a teaspoon. Like a tiny little amount goes a long way.
Yeah.
So you're gonna submerge the animal. Oh my god, I can't even so upset right now. You're gonna submerge the animal. It's gonna come back up. It's gonna be okay. Give it a few gentle CPR motion pumps so that it gets fully impregnated with the detergent and water, but like really be gentle. This is your beloved animal. Be gentle with it. A few little pumps and then let it soak. It can soak. I'm going to say with an animal, and this isn't me just being triggered, only a little bit is me being triggered. I wouldn't soak it overly long. I don't think that you want to subject a very beloved item to a long soak. This isn't Mike's baseball cap, like, right. Which is very beloved, but like can take a beating.
Gotcha.
Right.
So not a bath with a glass of wine kind of soak.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Just like a quick like cool down bath.
Gotcha.
Exactly. So maybe let it soak for, you know, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and then go back in and give it a few more gentle little pumps because that's going to push out a lot of the dirt and the dander and dead skin and all that stuff that's, I'm sorry to say that, but like that's what's up in your,
yeah, gross.
Up in your bear,
yeah.
Your bunny. And then rinse it very well. What I would say, if it's especially delicate, don't hold it under running water because the force of the running water might be too much for it. Drain the sink, take a photo of the wash water and tweet it to me. Drain the sink and refill it with clean water. And do a few passes of just letting it soak in the clean water, sort of with a gentle CPR pumps. I just really want to drive home. Like, just
be gentle,
gentle, yes. Be gentle, be gentle. Then when it's fully rinsed, place it down in an empty sink and push down on it. Don't wring it. Don't squeeze too hard. Just push down gently to extrude as much water as you can. Again, you sort of use your like CPR pumping motion. Mm-hmm. The poor thing is drowned by this point anyway. You need to do that. And then roll it in a dry towel. That is going to really help to like push out a lot of water and then just let it air dry. And again, you can use the hair dryer to sort of like fluff it up if you need to.
Right.
So that's how you clean a beloved teddy bear.
That's good to know. I've been trying to get my wife to put her, so it's Sleepy Time Bear, I think. It's Smoke Care Bear.
That.
I mean, it's
the bedtime.
Yeah, bedtime bear.
Sense.
I think bedtime bear, but she called it Sleepy Time Bear.
I think it's Sleepy Time Bear. I think that was the actual name of the Care Bear.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. But yeah, it's,
I don't know. I was never like super into the Care Bears. I had like one, but they're too nice for me. I was such a dark, evil child.
But it's old and gross. And I can't talk because I have that hat, which, by the way, after that episode, I brought it home and she's like, that needs to go in a plastic bag, like put away.
Specimen bag.
Yeah. I'm still tempted to get it out and wash it, but I haven't yet.
I told Mike this before we started recording, but I washed my socks caps last night because I knew he was coming in today. And I was like, ooh, I'll have clean socks caps. But then I came home drunk. Because I'm also me. And they were still in the wash water. And I was like, I can't deal with this. I'm so drunk. There was tequila. It was bad. So I just like, I took a photo of the wash water. And then I just drained them. And I let them dry. And I'm just going to run them through the washing machine. So they're all like, because I didn't put the like balled up towel in them. So they're all like crumpled and like.
Their form is gone.
Yeah. They look about as good as the sock season.
Yeah.
I'll put it that way. Okay. But they're clean.
Good.
So that's good. Yeah. Alrighty. This is a good time for us to take a quick break. Mike and I will be right back with more about your stuffed animals and beloved toys. This is Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I'm Jolie Kerr, and I'm joined by Mike Toole. We've been talking about your teddy bears and bunnies and Mets hats. You know, all the things you love most in life.
Yeah.
Yeah, as normal adults do.
Yeah. Speaking of normal adult things, I saw Toy Story 4 yesterday to prepare for this episode.
Oh.
I saw it with my daughter.
I was going to say it, yeah. Probably.
I did actually.
Did you like it?
It was very good.
Yeah.
I mean, they're good at those movies.
Is this the one with the fork that everyone's talking about?
Yes.
Is that the fork thing?
Forky.
There's a Forky toy recall.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Speaking of toys.
Because it's actually a spork, so it's, was it too sharp or something?
I forget what it was. I follow the United States Consumer Product Safety Commission on Twitter. Do you follow them on Twitter?
I don't, I've seen their recalls.
Okay. Well, you should follow them on Twitter because they have the most wonderfully batshit, insane. And it's just a delight. They're also on Instagram. You guys should all be following them. One, just because it is really good information, but the way that they present it is so over the top and hilarious. And I actually got to interview the guy who runs our social accounts last year for The Times, and he was interesting and wonderful and fascinating as you could hope anyone could be. And I just I feel such affinity. I know you're supposed to keep distance from your subjects, I guess. It's a journalism thing.
Right.
I have zero capacity for that. But I think it's because I tend to write about when I'm not doing cleaning. I tend to write about things that I genuinely like.
Mm-hmm.
So my stories are, I'm pitching things that I genuinely like and find interesting. And
right.
So of course I've become more invested in the people who are doing the things I really like. Anyway, sidebar. There was a recall.
Hmm.
And United States Consumer Product Safety Commission is wonderful.
Yeah.
Yes. That's my plug. All right. We have another question, similar but slightly different. So it's from Kate.
All right.
I tried to find a good guy question for this one. I didn't want to use the guy who wrote in about Tide.
Right.
Just because one I ran in a column, which I'll use questions from columns on the show. I'm not a purist. I make the rules. I'm the fucking boss here. But because that column was it was one that did really, really, really well. And so I know a lot of people know that question because it was such a widely read column.
Yeah.
So that was why I didn't want to use it for this. But I wanted to find a guy. These guys have stuffed animals,
they
too.
They do, yeah.
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 Anyway.
Okay.
This is from Kate, not a guy.
All right.
Or maybe a guy.
No, you don't know that.
I don't know that. No, you're right.
Come on.
2019.
Yeah. Bunny.
Bunny.
Bunny used to be the dude. All right. Hi, Jolie. I have a couple of soft toys that I had sitting on top of a cupboard. They are now very dusty, as in I can't even hold them close to my body without having an asthma attack. Now I'm a grown-up. I don't need to hug my softies all the time, but once in a while would be nice. And then there's the guilt. Can you advise me on how to undust them? One is a big squishy teddy bear that was given to me by my first boyfriend. He might make it through the washing machine with no or minor damage. The bear, not the ex, although. And I wouldn't be devastated if he was unsavable. Ran into that ex the other day. Hoo boy, she writes. But the others are a jointed teddy bear with a hard stuffing and a baby doll with a soft body but a plastic head and eyes that blink. Both of which I have had since I was one. I think they would not make it through, and I'd be worried that the teddy's joints wouldn't dry out after a washing. I would be devastated if they didn't make it. I've tried vacuuming them, and it helps, but they are still dusty. I could try it some more. Please help.
I've got help. I love all of this question. The ex-boyfriend.
Right, yeah, there's a lot of backstory.
It's a lot of backstory. But it is a really good question because she's absolutely right that the, especially actually, oddly enough, with the dolly with the eyes.
Yeah.
If you submerge that head, the eyes will get waterlogged.
Yeah.
just by dint of how they're those are designed. Do you know that kind of doll?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. My mother has all these old dolls, and those are.
Can you tell the people who I forgot to? I should have done this in the lead off, but like, this is actually the time for it. Can you please tell the people what you told me about your mom's house?
There's just a lot of dolls. And then Jolie was like, "Oh my God, you grew up in a house of dolls," and I don't remember growing up in a house of dolls. I don't think I did. I don't know if my mom has had these in the attic or the basement or wherever, just like waiting to have a granddaughter. Because now every time we go over, there's just like another doll shows up, and she asks my daughter, like, "Do you want this doll?" And of course, like, she can't say no, and then we can't say no once it's you know, in her possession. So we just have all these dolls.
And now you live in a house of dolls.
Now we live in a house of dolls. But my mother
I mean, you have a 5-year-old daughter. Like, that's
right. So yeah. But maybe I had two sisters, so maybe they're their old dolls. And some of them are also like, but they're also very old. Like, some of them are like I think like maybe they were my grandmother had them.
Okay.
Like, or they might have been my mom's when she was a girl.
Okay.
Like, they were, but there. A lot of them are those old, like, super creepy with the, you know, with the eyes. And that was like, I think one of those dolls was actually in the Toy Story movie. They do the creepy dolls so good in all those movies. But like, but yeah, like the eyes with the blinky eyes when they, yeah. And I can't, like, when you just said like, don't put them in the water. I just imagine like you could, like that. I would feel like you watching them drown with their eyes filling with water. Their head spins around.
Yeah, like, ah!
But yeah, those things are kind of a nightmare. And some of them are just like, there are some that like my mom will bring out and like, absolutely not. And then she also has a lot of, she has it like at holidays, like, you know, there's just boxes of like Easter stuff. I should have taken the pictures. Like, Easter was like, that was a horror show. And she even admitted it. She was like, I know I have a ton of bunnies. It was just like all these like psychotic bunnies. Everywhere you turned, it was just like another bunny, like in your face. So
bunnies are like, they can be, not always, but they can be like on par with clowns in terms
of especially
being
like the
terrifying,
like the Easter bunny.
Yeah,
like there's never been, everybody's always like posts pictures of like the Easter bunny. There's never been a non creepy one. Like, the one that we saw this past year was maybe the least creepy I've ever seen. But usually they're like pretty horrifying.
They're really scary. They're not benevolent.
No.
Rabbits.
It's such a weird, Santa, like I was saying, like, I get the whole Santa thing, like that I can see a kid like falling for, but I'm like, the bunny thing, like, there's no, like, Santa comes down the chimney, like,
right.
This
Santa's
is just
a
like,
man.
Yeah, and there's like a whole story to it. This is just like, bunny shows up, yeah. Jelly beans, like, how does he get in? Why is he coming?
Why?
Like, what does he have to do with Easter? It's all a very weird, anyway.
It's a whole, well, no, I'm not going to explain this, the origin story of the Easter Bunny. This is a cleaning podcast. All right, where were we?
Want me to read it again?
I know, I'm like, what question am I answering? No, I know exactly what question we're answering. Okay, so, it is a little bit tricky because in the case of this particular dolly, you can't submerge the head, but she's tried vacuuming it. And that hasn't worked well enough for her to not have an asthma attack, right? So there are a couple of things that she can do with a dolly. With the soft body dolly, basically what you could do is give her, I'm sorry that this is what we've all been reduced to. You could basically give her a sponge bath. So you can fill the sink up very shallowly with water and a tiny bit of detergent and use a washcloth to wash her body and submerge kind of the lower part of her while keeping her head above water. That would be an option. And then for the hard plastic face, you can actually just wipe that off with a damp, sudsy washcloth. Clorox wipe would do it. You know, any baby wipe, a makeup removing wipe, like any of those are going to be fine to like get dirt and grime off of a plastic head. So I think that's going to be the best option for the dolly. When you're talking about other kinds of hard plastic toys that don't have the plush body, that you don't want to submerge for various reasons, like a Barbie doll, you can actually just wash that like a dish with hot soapy water and a sponge. You just don't want to be like getting it directly under the running water or submerge it. One thing also to mention about these, hot tap water isn't going to do anything. But generally speaking, be careful around heat and plastic for obvious reasons. Yeah. But, you know, sort of have to say that. If you have a hard plastic toy, and, you know, this isn't really what we're going to cover on this show, but, like, just because we're here, we're going to go ahead and say it. If you have things like rubber duckies, I don't know, like figurines that don't have like soft plush parts, fabric parts, hair parts, you can actually wash those in the dishwasher.
Mm-hmm.
Top rack, though.
Yeah.
Got to be top rack. So the heating element, I talk about this a lot on the show, but the heating element of dishwasher, well, we talked about this when I had the hat rant.
Right.
That was so satisfying, by the way. I'm so excited to rant. The heating element of most dishwashers is on the bottom of the unit, which is why a lot of sort of lightweight and small plastic things will come with instructions that say top rack only.
Mm-hmm.
Like your daughter's probably aged out of this, but like the little plastic spoons
yeah,
that you feed right. like toddlers with.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Those will always say like machine wash, top rack only.
Right.
And the reason for that is that the plastic will melt if it's too close to the heating element. So, which also just gives me a great excuse to mention that I recently had a reader write in with a question exactly about those little spoons. And she was like, how serious is the top rack only instruction? Which I love that people ask me that because they know that, like, I'll tell you the truth. Like, dry clean only almost never means dry clean only.
Right.
And I'll tell you the truth about that. But top rack only almost always does mean
yeah.
top rack only. Like, it is pretty serious. And the reason that this reader was asking about it is she was like, the spoons keep falling through the top rack.
Oh.
Like, they're small, you
yeah.
know, and there's no, like, utensil thing up there. And blah, blah. And I was like, yeah. I was like, that instruction is serious. And there are inserts that you can get for your top rack that will perform all kinds of functions. And I just did a column this week. Well, when you're hearing this, it'll be last week. For the inventory where I did a roundup of
oh.
all different top rack inserts.
Did you mention, I forgot to mention this on the hat podcast, but there actually is a hat.
There is.
Was that in there?
I did not include it because.
Because you're anti putting the
hat in
there.
Because I'm anti putting
yeah.
the hat in there. I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. But also because I'm going to do an inventory column about hat cleaning and I'm going to mention those things and say why I don't like them. So. But I do know about them and I have written about them before. And I just don't want you putting your hats in the dishwasher
right, yeah.
for, you know, all the reasons I screamed at Mike about.
I remember.
Yes, you were here for it. You were like, Jesus Christ, who's this crazy lady? Although I feel like you were pretty clear that I'm nuts. Yeah. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I mean,
yeah.
I've followed you on Twitter for years now.
Yeah. You know, I'm crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, I think everyone's pretty clear.
Yeah.
That this is. Not normal.
Yeah, we all know
what's
that.
Going on. Yeah, listen, it's good, not normal, but it's not normal. Okay, so that's my little spiel about the dishwasher thing. The other thing that you can do, and this is what I would say you should do for the jointed bear. So I'm imagining it's one of those like Steiff. Am I pronouncing that right? Steiff bears. You know those like those very like fancy jointed. They like stand up.
Oh.
They're very nice dolls.
Yeah.
You can do sort of a variation on the sponge bath thing, which is to get a little bowl of sudsy water and a washcloth and basically just like wipe the body down, right? Because
gotcha.
I do agree that I don't think you want to be submerging the joints, which are almost assuredly metal joints. If I'm thinking of the right thing, if I'm thinking
yeah.
of the Steiff bears, that is a metal joint. You don't want to be submerging it because the joints can rust
mm-hmm.
and then the bear can't move. You have a paralyzed
bear.
Oh my God, this is awful. We're drowning bears.
Yeah.
We're paralyzing bears. Oh my God. So yeah, that's what I would do. And you know, I'm just going to say, I think it's just going to take some patience. I don't think it's going to take elbow grease. I think it's just going to take patience to be like, kind of wiping and wiping and wiping and wiping. I do think also that it is worth going back over it with the vacuum. What I would say about the vacuum is use the brush attachment. This is like the opposite of the advice I always give when I'm talking about vacuums. I'm always like, get rid of the bristle attachments. Like when I'm talking about sand, when I'm talking about glitter,
right?
Confetti. Oh my God, we're recording this the day after the ticker tape parade in New York. I was having a full panic attack just like watching like all of this like paper. I was like, no! There's not a vacuum big enough in the world!
You're just following the parade with a dustpan.
I was so upset about it. I was like, oh my God. And I kept scanning the crowd because my old trainer left me last year because he got a job at the sanitation department. And so he often works like these big events. Like he worked the ball drop in Times Square on New Year's Eve this year. And so I like kept scanning the crowd to be like, is Justin there cleaning this all up? Because it'll make me feel much better about things if he is. I have to text him and ask him about that. But yeah, I think using the brush attachment on the vacuum will just be like a gentle way to kind of get into that interior. Because it is going to be a little bit tricky. And all of my other tricks that I usually have, like, you know, I would be like, if it was a rug, I'd be like, take it out back and beat it with a broom handle.
Right.
But like, don't beat beloved Teddy with a broom handle. Unless Teddy likes it that way. No judgment. So yeah, you know, it's just a tricky one.
I guess that would be the same for like any doll or whatever that had like a, maybe like a wind up thing or.
Yeah, anything with a mechanism. Actually, that's a great question. Thank you for popping that in there.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Anything that has any kind of mechanism in it should not be submerged in any kind of water. Even being held under running water, you just need to be careful because the components will just get flooded.
Yeah. So speaking of Paddington Bear and the wind up things, there is a Paddington Bear at my mother's house, of course. And so I think it might have been mine. I don't know. It might have been my sister's, but I think it was mine maybe. But it has a wind up thing, and I swear to God, and I'll send you a picture of this too. It's right on the dick. Like it's just like,
oh my God, no!
It's so bizarre. Like it was either my daughter or one of my nephews brought it down one day and like showed it to my sister, and she was just like, "What is this? Like, how did they make this like this? Like, it's clearly like right on. It's not even like, oh no, it's the belly or like,
yeah, no, no."
It's so bizarre.
The only way that could like possibly be worse if it was, you know, those talking dolls that have the string with like the ring that you pull.
Yeah.
That's the only way. Yeah. It yeah, possibly
yeah, yeah. Well, no, it is. It's kind of like a ring. It's like a cock ring. Like it's like a it's like a little like it's a brass like wind up thing, but it's a ring that you have to turn.
My God.
I know I have a photo of it here somewhere. I'll send it to you.
You have to send it to me. Text it to me and I'll include it with the bonus episode that we're going to go and record right now.
Okay.
Because that'll do it for this episode of Ask a Clean Person the podcast. This was so fun. I'm really glad. I'm glad you mentioned it because this is a great topic.
It is.
And, you know, it really, like, it's a parent topic, but also, you know, I'm not a parent. It speaks to
right.
me.
I was impressed of your knowledge of child diseases, like hand, foot, and mouth. Like, never heard of that before. I had a kid, and like all those. I mean, lice, obviously.
Yeah.
Did, but you were just rattling them off.
Well, because I just did that article.
I know.
Yeah.
Now I know.
The research on that, reporting that one out, sucked.
Yeah. Oh, it's horrifying.
Like, I scratched.
Yeah.
The whole time.
Oh yeah. Like, oh well, there was like a lice epidemic at my kid's school this year. Like every day, it was like another thing coming home. Like someone in your child's class has lice, and like then you start looking in her hair, and you're like, oh, that's got to be a bug. That's a bug. And then you like, she never had it, but like you could tell like the next week, like who it was. Like one kid had a shaved head, and like there's another girl with like tight, super tight pigtails, and like you're like, oh, her. She had it.
Yep. My journey secret is that as a kid, I was always the kid who got lice. I just, if there was lice in the school, I was picking it up.
Yeah.
Like, so it was, you know, that part of it was especially traumatic for me because every time someone talks about lice, I immediately start scratching.
I think I'm scratching
yeah,
right now.
Like,
yeah,
it's just like such a thing. And I was excited to write the story, because I knew it was going to be helpful and really informative for people. And, like, we did get to interject a lot of humor into it, which, you know, it's always fun and very surprising when the Times, like, lets me sort of be me.
Yeah.
But yeah, I definitely like fully scratched myself to ribbons during the reporting and writing of it. And my editors were just like, Jesus Christ. So I was like, you assigned it to me. Like, I didn't pitch this. You assigned it. Like, I, you know, like, talk amongst yourselves. But it was a very funny bonding experience for me and my I had three great editors working on it. And we were all just like, oh God, what a horror show. But helpful. I will send it to you so that if, God forbid, your daughter does get laced, you'll like have that. But actually, you know, I would say in fairness to the girl who had the pigtail, she might not have had the lace. One of the pieces of advice that one of the pediatricians I interviewed for the article gave for parents who get those notes, like it always comes on like a blue piece of paper, right?
Yeah.
Was that if your child has long hair and there's a lice outbreak at school, to tie it up.
Right.
Because he or she is much less likely to get it if their hair is contained. So anyway, she could have braids like
I'm
mine.
I'm still blaming her. Yeah.
my braids. All right, you guys, that'll do it for this episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. If you like what you heard today, please consider becoming a patron by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson and selecting one of the amazing rewards I'm offering to my listeners. Just a little reminder, if you've been meaning to sign up, today is the day you should sign up because I got some stories. I would also love it if you would subscribe on Spotify, Acast, or iTunes and leave a rating. You guys have been doing great at leaving the ratings. I just want to say thank you so much. I've really noticed that there have been a lot of readings. If you haven't done that, please go over and you don't even have to leave a review. You can if you want. Make it nice, please. I'm sensitive. But just like smash the 5-star rating. It really, really helps me a lot. And of course, you got to tell your pals about this weird little cleaning show that you love so much. And thank you, as always, to you, my listeners, for joining me for another episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.